Hare Krishna. Don't just see the provision, see the provider. Many times, people just grab the gifts of nature and enjoy them without being conscious at all of where they are coming from. But nowadays, as eco-awareness is increasing, more and more people are becoming conscious that we live in a fragile biosphere, that we cannot take the gifts of nature for granted. And eco-awareness is definitely progression in human consciousness. It is a significant step forward in our spiritual evolution. At the same time, eco-awareness in and of itself is not the zenith. In fact, if that eco-awareness morphs into naturalism, which is the currently dominant worldview in the academic mainstream, then this same naturalism, which holds that nature is the be-all and end-all of existence, and there is nothing beyond nature, then naturalism becomes a dead end in our spiritual evolution. So, why dead end? Suppose we consider that there's a small child, infant. The infant just grabs food and eats food without bothering where the food is coming from. Now, as a child grows up and becomes young, the child starts thinking, where is the food coming from? A child may say, there's an automatic machine where we put in money and then the food comes out. And actually, the child will understand, okay, this is the mechanism. I have to put in money and then I have to get the food. But as the person grows up further, then that person will understand that actually there is a much subtler, deeper mechanism. There is not just a mechanism, but there is a person behind the mechanism who is providing the food. So similarly, like that, all living beings are dependent on nature. But those living beings who are in the non-human species, they simply take the gifts of nature and they can't consciously acknowledge or consciously perceive the mechanisms behind nature or acknowledge the master of nature. Now, animals may also behave in eco-friendly ways, but their eco-friendliness is not a conscious choice. It's simply a biological instinct. And when the soul comes to the human form of life, we human beings have the intelligence by which we can perceive the ecological balances. And we can try to understand it and we can try to harmonize ourselves with it consciously. But if we evolve further in us, so this is often the stage of naturalism where we think that we need to harmonize with nature. But beyond this, at a higher level, is the stage of the spiritual evolution where we understand that behind nature there is some higher spiritual reality. Bhagavad Gita points to this 9.10, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetuna Anena Kaunteya Janat Biparivartate, that the material nature works under my supervision, Krishna states. And the capacity to perceive the spiritual reality beyond the material reality, this capacity is the defining privilege of humanity. And to the extent we use this privilege and we value not just the provision, but the provider behind the provision. We value not just nature, but the Lord of nature, God. To that extent, as our valuing becomes more expanded and refined and deepened, to that extent, our spiritual evolution races to its zenith. Towards pure selfless love at the spiritual level that brings lasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.